What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, August 13th. I am joining you from lovely and beautiful Medellin. I posted an IG story yesterday. I actually got here on Sunday night, late night, took the latest flight you could possibly take out of MIA. Arrived here to Medellin, woke up Monday morning, a beautiful view, just tremendous. Had yesterday off in case you tuned in, didn't hear my voice. You figured that out, but you get to hear me right now. I am back. I'm with you the rest of the week. And if you follow me on Instagram, you already get to see, you know, what I'm up to and where I'm going and where I am and what I'm doing. If you don't follow me, well, then what are you waiting for? Plus, it's almost football season. I put a reminder up this morning while I was having my breakfast. I put a reminder up about football season and anytime touchdown parlays. The one that I hit last year and then came so close the following week, 5 of 5, and didn't cash out on the 6-1, and DK Metcalf let me down on Monday Night Football. I love baseball. I like watching tennis too, especially with the app. I enjoy all sports, but we know there's nothing like football. And when it comes to the wagering aspect, football is king. It is just the absolute best. I cannot wait for the real season to begin. So I dipped out of Miami on Sunday night. I was playing in the main event of the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open. And I did pretty good on day one, which was Saturday. I advanced to day two on Sunday. And I just had some bad luck on Sunday. So I got eliminated on Sunday. Went back to the house in Miami and said, let me just go to the airport and go to Medellin. I got Monday off. The reason I took Monday off was because I thought I'd still be in the tournament making a lot of money. About $4.1 million in the prize pool, I wanted my piece of that. But you can't win them all. You think you could win them all, but you can't win them all. So I'll get them next time, which is actually next Tuesday, because that's when my poker tournament is at the Hard Rock, and I'll give you all the details on that in just a little bit. Right now, we're in the final 2 or 3 week dip before the football season really starts. I know we get football news and notes. Some of you are watching shows on television, diving into all this football talk and just getting amped up for it. And I understand it. We're all ready. It's almost here. My Pick'em Challenge, that'll be coming at you very soon. Pretty much all ready to go. I just don't want to have people sign up yet because the football season doesn't start until September 5th. And if I get people to sign up now, then they just forget about it come September 5th. And then we have all these entries who get off to a bad start because they forgot about week one in the football contest. So people are writing to me, hey, can we sign up? Can we sign up soon? Probably in like 2 weeks. There's no rush to sign up now. It's not limited. This isn't like a Marlins giveaway where only the first 5,000 people can get in. No. It's as many people as the computer can hold. The bandwidth, the internet, the data, the storage, whatever it is. I'm not a computer guru. I mean, I know about computers, but you get my point. So there's no rush to sign up. I did tell you, though, and you guys are the only ones who know this because I haven't said it on social media. This year, there is a new sponsor, my choice, a new sponsor for the football contest. For 12 years or so, I had Joe's Stone Crab. And I still love Joe's. I go to Joe's all the time, especially during Stone Crab season. But I wanted to change it up. Yes, I wanted to change it up. So I said, let me get something that a lot more people can enjoy, because if you're in Palm Beach, you don't have to drive to Miami Beach. If you're in Broward, you don't have to drive to Miami-Dade County to go to South Beach. So I went with Flanagan's. So the winner every week in my football contest is going to get a $100 gift card to Flanagan's. And they got tons of locations in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Martin County. They're all over. I think it's going to be great. I think a lot of people are going to be happy. I know people who loved Joe's, and I still do love Joe's. Maybe you're not going to be happy, but $100 to spend at Flanagan's for winning the football contest in a week, just winning 1 week, that's pretty cool. It's not easy to do, but it's fun and it's free to play. And then the Costa Rica Dental Team, they are still sponsoring the grand prize. So whoever's got the most winners at the end of the season, you will get a trip for two to Costa Rica. You'll get a free teeth cleaning. Maybe you need some other dental work. You'll get to hang out in Costa Rica, have a good time. So I'm looking forward to it. Signups will be very soon. I'll tell you when here on the show. And if you follow my social media accounts, you'll see it there too. It'll be coming pretty soon, probably a week and a half, 2 weeks. In the meantime, when it comes to football, I guess just enjoy preseason football. They're games, they're fake games, but at least we can bring them up. Maybe there's some storylines that come out of the games. Maybe not. 3 more weeks. Can you last 3 more weeks? The finish line is almost there. The Dolphins, they'll be kicking off their season, and they got 2 games in the first week. You get the opener, and then you turn around 4 days later and host the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Talk about a huge second game. The difference between winning that one and losing it could be monstrous. And that's going to be on September 12th. Here we are, August 13th. I'm already bringing up a monstrous second game of the season, which is 1 month away, pretty much. This Thursday, that'll be 4 weeks. So we're almost there. We don't have to wait as long for the University of Miami football team to take the field, though. They are less than 3 weeks away from going to the Swamp. Talk about early season tests for the Dolphins, but what about the Canes? Going to Gainesville? Dealing with all those rowdy fans? If they can leave the Swamp with a W, the Canes fans, the U is back, baby. Not saying that the U would be back, but I know that's what some Canes fans would say. So there's a lot to look forward to. We got a lot coming up. I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. I'll be with you the rest of the week. I'll take a couple more days off here in August, just getting ready for football in September and even a little bit of football in August when it comes to college. I'm just like in that stretch right now where if we're at Gulfstream Park, which I love to go to, it's like we're coming around that turn, the final turn to go into that stretch. And we're essentially there. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. Because we don't even need to, if you think about it, from a show perspective. We don't need to get to Football Sunday to feel like, okay, football is back. We'll be starting the true, okay, the Miami Dolphins have a game. We'll be doing that the Monday before. So that's essentially a week before their first game. So we'll be getting into it the first couple days of September. And then you got the Thursday night game. You got the actual opener, which is in Brazil. And then we've got the full slate of games on Sunday and then the game on Monday night. We're going to be so ready to go. And this year, it feels a little longer. I know we had the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, which is tremendous. But compared to 2023, football season just felt like, boom, it was here. We didn't have to wait. And maybe because that's the Marlins were relevant. They were headed to the postseason. They were making trades, acquiring talent, not giving it away. We had the runs by pretty much every one of our teams in South Florida. So I think last year we got to football season, it seemed like a lot quicker. Now we got some downtime. I'm not used to it. I like when all of our teams are doing well, because then time just goes so quickly, and the next thing you know, boom, football is here. Okay, so I got things to get to, even though there's no real games. There's still training camp going on. There's news and notes coming from Dolphins camp, and normally boring is good. You don't want to hear anything coming from camp. But something did come from camp yesterday that was actually very good to hear. I want to discuss that, but I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Most days, training camp in the NFL doesn't yield a whole lot. And what I mean by that is anything that really holds any news value doesn't come out. Yeah, there's stuff. This guy looked good. That guy looked good. The coach said this and blah, blah, blah. But really, anything substantial, we don't hear much. We just don't hear it. Normally, if you hear something, it's not good. Like there was a rookie on the Cleveland Browns who got arrested late last night or early this morning, reportedly putting a gun to his fiance's head during an argument. Those are the things you don't want to hear. That's why quiet camps are better. However, from time to time, there is news that you get out of camp that is meaningful, and it's positive. The Miami Dolphins, they activated Jalen Phillips yesterday. They took him off of the PUP list. Physically unable to perform? Well, now he can perform. He's allowed to practice, and that is a big deal. That is something that could have a major impact on this season for Miami. Now, of course, there's a long way to go. But still, to be cleared to practice just 8 months after popping an Achilles, it's pretty impressive. Jalen Phillips means so much to this Dolphins defense. We could start with the pure football part of it. He's an emerging edge rusher. He had 6.5 sacks last season. That was before he suffered the injury. And he was just starting to play really well. In fact, before the game where he got hurt, Mike McDaniel told Jalen Phillips, "Hey, this is the game where you become a household name. You go out there and you become a household name." And then the injury happened. Maybe Mike McDaniel shouldn't tell a player that anymore for superstitious reasons, but Jalen Phillips was becoming so good. We don't know exactly what the Dolphins defense is going to look like because now Anthony Weaver is running it. He comes from the Ravens. He's bringing his own stuff. Yesterday, though, Calais Campbell described the Dolphins' defense by saying, when a play ends and you see the tackle, we try to have 11 hats around the football. Meaning everyone runs to the ball, everyone tackles. The idea of everyone pitching in is great, but the reality is, if a defense is going to be effective, they need one or two guys who are the dudes. Sure, everyone helping is fantastic, but you got to have one or two dudes. One or two guys who will get around the edge, who are going to pressure the QB, guys who are going to cause a ruckus. You want that opposing O-line to be like, oh my gosh, we got to deal with these guys? Jalen Phillips, he could be one of those two dudes. There is a concern. It's great that he's off of the PUP list. But yeah, there's a concern that you're coming back from an Achilles injury. How ready will you be? Like, how explosive can you be? How much of yourself can you be? If you've watched any of Jalen Phillips, you see he's got big time speed. He's been able to get around the corner. That's one of his best weapons, doing that. Is he going to have the same get off less than a year removed from a serious injury? Dolphins fans surely hope so. The organization certainly hopes so. But I don't have the answer to that. I got to wait and see. And then there's another side to this. You got the football side having that emerging really good edge rusher, but you've also got the leadership component. Jalen Phillips is one of the leaders of this Miami Dolphins team. He's one of the guys that everyone in the locker room respects. They follow his lead. Mike McDaniel was talking about the return of Jalen and saying, hey, the guys really like him. He's very important. And that was great to hear. While he's been out, it's a natural human instinct to say, you know, this stinks. Throw a pity party for me. That's just being a human. I mean, it stinks. Nobody could blame someone for doing that. However, Jalen Phillips apparently did none of it. He did everything that was asked of him to help his team, to get back with his teammates. He was there engaged. He was helpful. He said he's already had an influence on this year's Miami Dolphins team. And none of this surprises me. I'm making a big deal out of it because to me it is a big deal. Jalen Phillips is one of the good guys on that roster. He's the type of guy who is really easy to root for. And to see him one step closer to being able to do what he does is such a good thing for this Miami Dolphins organization. Now, before I continue to talk about the Miami Dolphins, let me tell you again to come on out to my poker tournament a week from today. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament happening next Tuesday night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. $250 buys you into the tournament next Tuesday night, and there's a minimum of $20,000 in the prize pool. 6 p.m. next Tuesday night, that's when the tournament begins. Cards go in the air immediately at 6. If you can't get there right away, it's not a problem. You have until 9:30 p.m. to register next Tuesday night. I really hope to see you there. We always have a great time. Normally, there is close to $30,000 in the prize pool. We get to hang out, have fun, and you try to get second place while I take first. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament next Tuesday night. That's August 20th, 6 p.m. That's when it starts. You've got until 9:30 p.m. to get there. And it all takes place in the poker room next Tuesday night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We got more preseason football coming up. Nobody's excited about that. Look, no one even played in that first Dolphins preseason game. It's not like they held a few guys out. It was more like anybody who we would miss if they got hurt, yeah, we're not going to play them. And I like that approach. I know it stinks for fans who paid money to go see the game, but what's the purpose of playing any of these guys, especially when the ones had really good work against the Falcons during the joint practices? What's missed by not playing in the game other than the possibility of somebody getting injured? And we know that wouldn't be good. Preseason games continue to be the biggest ripoff in sports. Preseason games actually make the Pro Bowl look like the Super Bowl. I hate everything about preseason games. You got real risk for fake games. It's guys at the very end of the roster who are going 120 miles per hour to try to either make that team or make another team by putting something good on video. So other guys are getting put in jeopardy. And to top all of it off, fans are getting charged full price. How can you possibly charge for a product? How can you even charge 50% for a product that you know is garbage? Joint practices get everything done. The environment is more controlled. There's an opportunity for players to get work, and they're not being endangered by being hit like it's a game. Did anything come out of that preseason game for the Dolphins? The only note that I've got from it, if I got to say anything about it, would be Jalen Wright. I think he's the ninth Jalen on the team. He looked really good. He had patience. He had good moves. Now, that running backs room is already pretty crowded. You got Money Mostert. Love Raheem Mostert. He's a Hard Rock Bet app first ballot Hall of Famer. They've also got Jeff Wilson Jr. And remember, they drafted a guy named Devon Achane. Actually, when they drafted him, it was Devon Achane. And then during the season, it became Devon Achane. Guess he just never corrected anyone. Reality is there may not be that many opportunities for the rookie, but you know how an NFL season goes. Things happen, just part of the game. And what we saw on Friday night from Jalen Wright, it was nice. It was reassuring. But the Dolphins having room for another running back? You never know. Mike McDaniel was talking about it. Hey, let's just have four starters. Remember last year, Devon Achane against Denver, it was already decided Mostert's RB1, but Achane broke out. And it became clear at that point, hey, we might have a 1-2 punch here. The lesson is really talented, skilled players, really fast players. You put them in a Mike McDaniel offense, there's going to be ways to get them involved. So maybe that can happen here with Jalen Wright. It's nice to have depth. He's a heck of an insurance policy. I'm just saying, maybe something will be worked out. I know who's not a good insurance policy. Anyone the Dolphins have at backup QB right now. Not that it would really make a difference in the end, because if Tua is not playing, the Dolphins are in huge trouble. But Mike White and Skylar Thompson, they just don't look good. And that's why the name Ryan Tannehill keeps coming up. I know it's not Throwback Thursday, it's only Tuesday. Tannehill's a free agent. Mike White and Skylar Thompson aren't doing anything to make you say, oh, yeah, this is definitely the backup. If Tua misses a game or two, you want to have somebody there that could at least be pretty serviceable. If Tua is out for any big amount of time, well, then forget about it. But if it's a 1 or 2 game situation, Tannehill theoretically could step up in there. The Dolphins, they've got weapons. Maybe he would look a little better if he was thrown to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But for now, it's Mike White and Skylar Thompson, and neither has really seized their opportunity yet. They haven't left a mark. But this conversation, really, it shouldn't matter. Because if we're talking about a backup quarterback for more than a week during the regular season, the Miami Dolphins, they got a lot of problems. You will not have a problem, though, having a good time if you head on out to Gulfstream Park, especially on a live race day. Gulfstream Park's got live racing right now every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the Royal Palm Meet going on at Gulfstream Park. When I go to Gulfstream, I go to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. The AC, it is kicking. Get myself a table, have a fantastic meal. The weekend, they got the buffet. You could order off of the menu anytime you want. You could wager on the races. You don't even have to bet a whole lot. 10 or 20 cents can make you thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. The best days to go, live race days. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You can go to Gulfstream Park anytime you want and wager on races from across the country. But if you want to watch the races live right in front of you, do it on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's the Royal Palm Meet going on right now in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. I got Uncle Luke Luther Campbell joining me in just a minute. Before I bring on Luke, I want to say one thing, not having to do with football, but since I was not here yesterday, how about what happened on Saturday? Bam Adebayo is now a two-time Olympic gold medalist. He's now going to get a second banner at the Kaseya Center because that's what he'd do. When a player wins an Olympic gold, you get a banner. It's recognized. Bam, he did so well, and you talk about one of the biggest stages you can be on. Sure, we look at the NBA Finals as a monstrous stage, but the Olympic stage for everyone in the world to see what you've got, there were some really, really, really good moments for Bam. Now, we know all about Bam in South Florida, but for him to showcase it to the rest of the world and now everybody else saw it, if they hadn't seen it already, that's really cool. Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, joins me on a Luke Tuesday next. Here on this Tuesday, Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell with us on the Andy Slater Show. It is a Luke Tuesday. It was like a Luke Monday, I think, last night on social media. Luke, you know I don't get into politics. I know you've dove into it before. You ran for mayor of Miami-Dade County. Maybe you should run again. But what's the ruckus you're causing online, getting people all fired up?
Hey, man, the ruckus I'm causing online is, I support Kamala Harris and other people support Trump. And I talk about the difference between the two. And I ain't going to get into it on this show. But,
thank you.
Because I know you don't do politics, but on my Twitter, I get into it heavy. I do Twitter spaces. I got a podcast now, the Luke Show. Maybe one day I'll get you on there.
If you came here to Medellin, who would you interview?
You're the best person to be talking to in Colombia right now.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, that's an honor. I think.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So, Luke, if you were to talk about the Miami Dolphins or the University of Miami football team on your social media instead of politics, what would you say about both of our football teams who are getting ready to start their season?
Both of our football teams are getting ready. I mean, the Dolphins, let's face it, the Dolphins has not won a playoff game in the last 10 years.
24 years.
24 years, I'm sorry, yeah. 24 years. They got, that's the Raiders who haven't won one in the last 10.
We're talking about the Dolphins.
The Dolphins have to prove themselves. The University of Miami Hurricanes have to prove themselves. The biggest game of the year for them is the first game against Florida on the 31st of August. They got to win that game. And they got to win it. They got to win it in UM fashion because Florida is down. I don't think they even won five games last year. Probably only won five games, didn't even make it to a bowl game. They lost their starting running back. He just got injured. He's done for the year. And the one who was supposed to came back and started from last year, ETN, he then took off to Georgia. So that program is in turmoil. Only thing you're going to have to deal with is the swamp in the crowd, and once you score some points, they all shut up.
Okay, but hold on.
Same thing with Tua. Tua got to prove that he worked all that money.
But wait, let me stop you for a second. Because, Luke, you said not only do the Canes have to beat the Gators, but they got to do it in UM fashion. What is UM? Yes. What is UM fashion?
UM fashion is, and nobody has been able to duplicate what, Dennis Erickson and Howard Snellenberger and Jimmy Johnson has, produced. None of these guys have been able, all these guys that we got that played for them, that coached down there, they still do, they probably wasn't on that. But you got to go in there and let your testicles hang, and you got to beat them. And you got to beat them, and you got to talk trash to them, and you got to beat them, and you got to beat them down, and you got to leave their swamp, taking some of their grass, and getting on the bus, getting on the plane, coming back to car games, getting ready for the next one.
Okay.
And that's how they got to do that. You can't go limping around up in there playing with them people. Them people down. They're not good. They're not good. It shouldn't be a good game. Forget about this rivalry and all this. No rivalry. We only play them once every blue moon because they're too scared to play us. But I don't know why they're too scared to play us because, hey, we haven't won a bowl game in the last 12 bowl games. We only won one. So who are we to say we are all that in a bag of chips? We got something to prove. University of Miami, Mario Cristobal, everybody down there has to prove that they're worthy of the conversation that UM is back.
Are you confident that UM can win that game in the Swamp?
I'm very confident. I mean, I just don't understand that Vegas has Florida not winning, what, 4.5 games? But then now they only got us 2-point favor. You know,
is that what Vegas it is in the knows, barbershop? 2 points in the barbershop? Because I think it's 2.5 on the app.
Well, 2.5.
Okay.
Why are you nitpicking the day, Andy? You over there with all the exotic women? Okay, the half point. I know that half point has hurt your heart so many times with you in this gambling. So 2.5. They're only saying that we're just 2.5 points better than this garbage team in the Gators and this trailer park town. Really?
What has the University of Miami? I mean, I love that you're revved up for it. But what has the University of Miami shown you, Luke, that makes you think, yeah, they've got this game and they should put it to them?
Well, we did great in the portal. Number one, we did great in the portal. We got Cam, and then we had the running back. And we have another couple pieces from Marshall, D, and all this. We got some good, great guys out of the portal. We got some young guys that that should be ready to play right now outside of Reuben Baines, that should be ready to play that Mario recruited, like Ray Ray, one of my guys who played at Miami Edison. That's the only place you should send your kids to play football and get a great education. By the way, Andy, we are a school. Miami Edison, straight out the hood on MLK, is an A school. I just want you to know that. You don't ask me about that, but I tell you that. But at the same time, they got to do a better job in rotating the receivers, better job in rotating these players. And now it's time for them guys who Mario recruited 3 years ago to then now put on a show. That's what, it. Florida didn't do anything in the portal. They just lost players. Everybody evacuated like they had the plague over there.
What about the other school, Luke, that plays in Miami? FIU, where they, you know, play at Pitbull Stadium.
Pitbull Stadium. How you like that? Now? You see they mentioned my name. I know you had to be proud about me. Like, hey, Luke was the one that put this together and linked me, Coach Mack up with Pitbull, and Pitbull now got his name on and big lights on the stadium. I just love it. I love everything Pitbull do because let me tell you this here, man. Andy, when I discovered this young man off the streets of Miami, he was going the wrong direction, and I put my arms around him, and I encourage everybody to do that and say, look, son, I love you, and you're special. God has given you a special gift. You need to use it and lead the street life alone, and now to see his name up on a stadium, you know, you can't ask for anything more. I think he deserves it, and that's why, you know, I put them two together, but I think he deserved it. I mean, that area is a heavily populated Spanish area, and I hope people go to the game. All you Cuban people in Miami who claim y'all love Cuban this, Cuban that, y'all got two. You got Pitbull name on the stadium. He full-blooded Cuban. Get your butt to the stadium and watch the game. You got a Cuban head football coach that y'all ain't going to the game. Y'all sitting your butt up there barbecuing them pigs, and you ain't going to the game. Why don't y'all support y'all people? Why don't y'all support your people? They need to. The Cuban people in South Florida need to be put on notice. They're not supporting their people, Andy. I don't know how many Cubans you have listening to this show, but I hope they get the message or the memo.
When you heard about Pitbull Stadium, and I want to make something clear, like Luke talks about Pitbull, and I've been to Pitbull shows before. Pitbull was on stage saying, people call me Mr. 305, but the real Mr. 305 is Uncle Luke. I mean, I heard him say that with my own ears. But let's also be clear, Luke, Pitbull is paying to have his name on the stadium. You, I don't think you paid anything to have your name on the field there at Gwen Cherry Park, did you?
First of all, you just insult. You,
did
you
I put you at the wrong? Did I put you at the wrong park?
You just made that was the
I put you at the wrong park.
Major insult. Yeah,
Charles Hadley Park.
You put
park.
Me on the field at Gwen yeah. Cherry. That is our rival. It's that's like the Raiders playing the Chiefs. You put me at the Cherry Boys park.
That's like putting me at Billy Stone Crab in that joke.
Exactly. That's like putting you at Billy Stone Crab or the Crab Shack.
Oh, what did I do? You're right. It's Charles Hadley Park.
You put me at the Crab Shack. Listen, man.
My apologies, because I know Andy, how much that means. I'm really sorry about that.
Andy.
I just put you at Gwen Cherry Park.
Sweat equity means a lot. Okay, when you've renovated an entire park that had not had an irrigation system for over 60 years at Hadley Park, where we reside at, and the work we've done over there for the last 35 or more years with the youth, you know, thank God we got a great partnership with the city of Miami, the county, and Children Trust. You know, listen, to put my name, I ain't asked to have my name put up on the stadium. They decided they wanted to do that. You know, at the same time, you know, I love it. My son loves it. But you know, you people get their name put up on the wall for different reasons, whether you make big donations like the Frost Foundation, people like that. You make big donations or you just put in sweat equity. You can put in sweat equity. And then you could either make a donation. The same thing is the results in money. Time is money. Money is time. I would like to see the Andy Slater Museum.
The Andy Slater Museum in Medellin. It would be full of...
Tens, 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 tens.
That's right. You're right. Okay, so let's get to one more thing here because we've already been talking 12 minutes and I've had a great time with these 12 minutes.
This is the best time of your show of the week when you get to talk to me.
It is. I really enjoy it.
And your audience loves it too.
They do. I get messages all the time when you come on. There's so many people saying so many different things. But you mentioned the University of Miami a lot because I asked you about them. We saw the Miami Dolphins play preseason game number one. I mean, if you watched it, okay. But you hear things coming out of camp, Luke. You see things, and what are we to think?
hey, it's the three-ring circus. The bottom line, people of my age, and you're a lot younger than me, we're tired. And if you're from Miami, you're tired of hearing about what the Dolphins are going to do. There's nothing the marketing department at the Miami Dolphins could do to jack you up, to get you ready to think that they're going to Super Bowl. No, it's like the song goes, show and tell. That's the game I play. Listen, they got a show and tell. They got this. They got a. Ain't nobody getting jacked up. It's the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, the same situation, game by game. Game by game. Even if the Dolphins go undefeated in the regular season, we're not going to believe that they're a real team until the playoff hit. That's when the season starts for the Dolphins. I'm sorry. Win a playoff game, and then we will believe around here. All that regular season, you playing in the sunshine like you're in Hawaii and all that. No, when you go win a game in 30 degrees or 5 below or something like that, then you tell me the Dolphins is a real football team. Other than that, Slater, it's all show and tell. I love, look, all my friends down there, but I tell them the same thing. You guys got to win playoff games. And if you don't win playoff games, nobody around here is getting jacked up.
Okay, but one second, because you bring up a good point. It's not about the regular season. It's about winning a playoff game. But Luke, wouldn't you say the regular season is very important because if you have a lot of W's, you can get a home playoff game and that gives them a better chance to win it?
Yeah, But look what happened last year. They were in perfect position to get a home game. And what did they do?
They blew it.
They had two opportunities and they squandered them. So, again, this team has to win when it counts. They lost last year with all these stats and all these records. And you paid this quarterback who ain't won a playoff game and ever since he's been there. And you're paying all this money. They're taking advantage of Ross.
Ross getting taken advantage of. Man.
They're taking his money and with no results. So at the end of the day, Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, all these superstars who you know, these social media stars, they gotta show up in the playoff. They gotta show up when a game counts. Only relevant game that they won last year was the Dallas Cowboys, my team. After that, they just went down the tank. And all this regular season, look at the division they in, Slater. Tell the people that the teams in this division, Buffalo, really? They just lost their best receiver? Really? Buffalo? Who else in this division?
You got Aaron Rodgers.
The Jets?
Yeah.
The Jets, another team ain't won a playoff game in 20 years. Aaron Rodgers is not, he already arguing with his receivers. Who else is in this division?
The Patriots.
Really? With a quarterback who was the third string quarterback on the Dolphins 3 years ago?
Hey, I'm with you. I mean, the way this
who
team.
Who else is in this division?
I'm with you. The Dolphins should win the division. I'm with you.
If they don't win the division, it's a failure. I would be asking for some of my money back. This division is trash. The whole division is hot garbage with maggots on top.
I was waiting for that part.
Beat by one of these teams in this division at any point this year, I'm coming on this show on Tuesday and I'm giving them the business.
Oh, especially if it's after a Monday night football game and the Dolphins lose, then I can't wait to hear your voice on a Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, I'm sorry that I put you at Gwen Cherry Park. I hope you take my apology seriously because I know you're Charles Hadley, not Gwen Cherry.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. It just, you know, they're both in Liberty City, right?
What made you think of Gwen Cherry Park?
Because you took me to Gwen Cherry Park.
Yeah, to see Liberty City beat their brains out.
Yes, you're right. So I went, you picked me up at the casino because I didn't
want to. First time in the hood and your only time in the hood.
I didn't want to drive in
there. Any other time you in the hood, you riding around with one of them state troopers.
You're right. Take care of my friend. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. All right, that's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.